This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. There have been many gray days this winter, gray days that hold some promise of rain or snow, though it may take a few days to develop. So gray days precede that moisture, and I'm not complaining about rain and snow, but I must confess that a few gray days in a row have an effect on my mood. Another day, another doldrum, I mutter. Just give me a peak of sunshine, I shout to the sky. Give me a ray of hope. Give me some of that old vitamin D. Yoo-hoo, I'm getting rickets. Some days, the sun does take over the sky, and I bask in that warm light, renewed, solar-charged, and ready to go. Hey, back in December, Ms. Mosquito and I went on our annual Christmas tree hunt. Again, this year we went to the Dragoon Mountains. We can certainly go into the Chiricahuas to find a conifer of some sort. And despite the fact that much of that range burned a year or so ago, there are unburned sections full of potential Mosquito Christmas trees. But a drive across the valley sounded good, and there is some splendid grassland that rises gently into the oak woodlands and then rocky slopes with oaks and pinyons and junipers, not to mention wonderful evergreen shrubs, manzanita, mountain mahogany, silk tassels, you know, all this in the Dragoons. And there's that wonderful wintry, scruffy turpentine bush, almost evergreen. What a nice plant. Sometimes you'll come across a plant that is, you know, it'll be like 3 feet tall, and they forget they're supposed to remain small and well-kempt, but they're just so scruffy. What a plant! In the fall, you know, bright yellow blossoms sit atop a dark green mound of tight branches and leaves. Anyway, on a sunny day, we found ourselves driving higher into the Dragoon Mountains where slopes get very steep, and we parked and wandered. And of course, we had our binoculars, so we glassed those steep, rocky slopes and to find pinyons. We were looking for the perfect pinyon, not to mention we saw a few birds or two and other critters. But our discussions are fun. Hey, there's a nice, very nice tree next to that lichen-covered boulder just to the right of that sotal. You know, and who cares if the tree is like a few hundred yards away on the other side of a very rocky, steep canyon? Oh, no, that's fine. So for a couple hours or more, I think, we worked slopes looking and trying to remember locations of perfect candidates. We traversed slopes on game trails. Yeah, how cool is that? It's very cool. Trying to get across those slopes, that's the easiest way to go, the way the deer go, and duck and crawl through shrubby tunnels. Easy for a deer, right? But clunky and funny for us less agile humans. We were pursuing the border pinyon. Scientific name, Pinus discolor. Formerly, I should tell you, Pinus cymbroides, a name now assigned to a pinyon pine, a pinyon, that's redundant, isn't it? Pizza pie, further south into Mexico. So that's what we were looking for, but ferns and lichen and agaves and amazing rainbow cactus on southern slopes and clumps of hedgehog cactus and, you know, both, by the way, in the same genus, Echinocereus, those all needed to be admired and talked about. Oh, and the predominant oak on one slope was gray oak. Is that cool? Not Mexican blue oak, but gray oak, Quercus grisea. Very cool, I said as I studied its leaves. And so this amble across steep slopes did bring us to a perfect pinyon for our Christmas, a tree to liven up the living room of our 1991 Marvelette. We appraised that tree. We poked around. Ms. Mosquito poked and looked at the branch structure. Then we praised the tree. And we thanked the tree. Nothing too woo-woo. We thanked all the plants, and I quietly thanked the sun for being there for me, too. And we packed that tree down slopes to our truck, then out of the hills and across the valley to our home near the banks of the Ojolote. Another excellent Christmas tree hunt. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.